Okay, today's daf is Yumat Daf Lamed Ches, and we're going to discuss a topic relating to the Nicanor story, and that is the Isser of living or returning to Mitzrayim. The story, as we know, Nicanor made these beautiful doors on the top. The Gemara tells us, they were Nisim Shenazu Bidalsosav, as the Mishnah said. Amru Kishahalach Nicanor Lohavi Dalsos Me Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. When he went to bring the doors from Alexandria in Egypt, that's where the artisans were. Bachaziraso Amar Lav Nacho Shabayam Latavo. On his way back, there was a terrible storm that was going to drown the boat. Nalu Achas Me Amitilu Liyam. One of the doors they threw into the water. What could he do to try to lighten the load? V'yatayin Lo Nach Ayamizapo. And then the water still was raging, and the storm was raging. Bichshulat Losachav Verta. They were going to throw the other one in. Amad Hu V'karcha. He jumped on it. He grabbed it, and he said, "If this door is going in, so am I." Amar Lahem Hatiluni Ima. Once that Mesiras Nefesh was shown, Miyad. And again, halachically, was he allowed to do that? How was he Moser Nefesh for there, not one of the big three? Okay, Rav Yashiv talks about it here in his commentary. Amad, Imat Miyad, Nocha Yamizapo, Vayimitzara Chaverti, was upset at the other door that he already lost. Kivish Yigil and Amanal Shal Akko. Once he comes to Akko, remember we had Akko is Adko, right? The border in Eretz Yisrael. Haisam Evetz Betzes, Vyotzet, Bitachas Dofre Asfini. So the other door was right next to the boat, right? It was floating along with the boat. Vyeshomer, Biryesh, Bayambalato. Someday it was swallowed up by a sea creature. Vikiatali Pasha, and the sea creature spit it out to the dry land. Either way, he ends up with both doors. But we're going to focus on one detail, and that is he went to bring the doors from Egypt, from Mitzrayim, Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. And the question is, we could assume Nicanor followed Halacha. So what was he doing in Egypt? Right? Doesn't sound like what he just commissioned the doors to be made there, but there wasn't a Jewish community there? L'chorah that was. But the problem is, it says three times in the Torah that you're not allowed to live in Egypt. In Mitzrayim. The question is, how exactly are we supposed to understand this? The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Melachim, in Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Umutar Lishkon B'chala Olam, you can live anywhere in the world. A Jew can live anywhere in the world. Obviously, Eretz Yisrael is the mitzvah. That's the net, the Halacha the Rambam says in Halacha Tes, Osir Latzeis Ne Eretz Yisrael Chutzlar is the Olam. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, Ela Lo Motora Olisa Isha Olahatzel B'yad Goyim Yachzer La'aretz. Okay, there's issues of leaving Eretz Yisrael, but living, says the Rambam, Mikra didn't Juka live anywhere except for Mitzrayim. Chutz be'Eretz Mitzrayim. Min hayam agadol hama'aravi, arba meyos parsa, arba meyos parsa, says the measurements, keneged Eretz Kush, ukeneged Midbar. Hakol osir l'zyasheba. Three, all that whole area, you're not allowed to settle in. Ubishloshim ekomas hesira Torah shalom l'shub Mitzrayim. Three times in the Torah, the Torah tells us, don't return to Mitzrayim. Lo sosifun l'shub baderech hazeh od, lo sosifo l'rosa, lo sosifo l'rosa od ad olam. Three times in the Torah, and the Rambam quotes all three. V'Alexandria b'chlal ha'isser. And Alexandria is included in the Isser, says the Rambam. Perek hey halacha zayin, here in Hilchos Melachim. So the question is, how is one to understand this Gemara among other sources? There is a Kaftar of Aferach, one of the early Rishonim, who quotes from the B'nai Banav Shal HaRambam. Yeah, we have some letters of the Rambam that he doesn't say this, but they say that the Rambam signed his name when he lived in Mitzrayim, living in sin, violating three sins every day I live here. Right, that living in chid, living in sin. Okay, but that's not what we're looking in the Rambam's halachic works. He says that. So how does he? The Rambam is not just going to live in sin. This is the Rambam, right? So how exactly are we supposed to understand this? So the Ritva here has 3 days, three or four. A couple of suggestions. Says the Ritva. The Ritva says, first of all, what all the Rishonim quote. Number one, Afal Gadefsid Lo Sasiv and Lo Shuv Baderech Hazeod Kar Pirshu Bisifri. Lagur sham iatachozer, aval atachozer l'schora v'lechpos esaretz. You're allowed to go there to do business trip. You could go there for schora v'lechpos esaretz, or to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So most of these cases weren't generally expanding the borders, but for business. So that is one day. That's what if you look at the Tosfos Yeshanim here, right here on our daf, he says, well, don't think the big storm on Nicanor was because of this avera. Lo mipnei she'asa avera k'shalach l'Mitzrayim k'damrina v'sifri, because after all it says in the Sifri you ought to do business. This was business. He was going to have the doors made. That's the Tosfos Yesharim right here. The Radvaz also on the Rambam. The Radvaz here quotes V'yim Tomar. The Radvaz was a Gadol Hador in Egypt. Right, that he knows the Rambam before him, a couple hundred years before him, was a Gadol Hador. He came to Eretz Yisrael afterwards, but he asked the question on himself. V'yim Tomar alma samchu lishkan b'Mitzrayim. What have we been somechan? So says the Radvaz. He quotes one day, which we'll get to B'Hashem soon. But then he quotes V'yesh li tein tam shelo asra Torah ela leireid v'lagur shamu lehishtakeya. The Isser is only to go and to live there permanently. Kidisa biyushalmi li yeshiva iata choser avalata choser l'schora ulupragmatio l'kibush aretz. Like the Sifri says, you're allowed to go there for business or for kibush aretz. So maybe that's what happens. V'chol ayardim tchila lo yardu l'shtakel l'schora. First generation in all these communities, first generation only went down for business. They ended up staying, but when they went down, it wasn't usser. So when they decided to stay, the real lav is to go down to Mitzrayim, to live there permanently. If you go down for good purposes and then you decide to stay, so then it's not the greatest, but if there's a tzorech, so then one could stay. Bimizonos, Bishar Makomos, if that's the place where a Jew could really eke out the best living, so then lo chashashul iserzeh. They weren't choshes for this. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. Osur lehis yashiva, that you can't go there. The Rambam does add, he notes in the next halacha, mudalachsol eretz b'sarim v'leschora, he quotes the Sifri, v'leprakwati l'kibashach artes acheros, v'ein iser ela lehishtakei asham. But then the Rambam adds, v'ein lokin alavze, shebe'ez haknisa mutterhu. You're not going to get malchus for this Avera. Because when you went in, when you were doing the Maisa, if you go in for business, then you didn't do anything wrong yet. If you then decide, I'm going to stay, that's an Eibo Maisa, so you're not going to get Malkus for that. It doesn't say it's Mutter. It's Mutter to go down there. Once you decide, then you can stay there. But that's what the Rambam says in this regard, that once you stay, the Isser is the Yitzia Lagur. So the Rambam and the Chinuch quote this in terms of Lav she'ein bo maisa in their context. Okay, that's all number one. Maybe it was for a business. Number two says the Ritva. Let's get back to the Ritva. He quotes the different days. Umiyut miya milsa. Alma samchu ha'olam. Lagur bizman hazeh b'mitzrayim kagon ha'rambam v'chem gedolam acherim. The Ritva says they all knew the Rambam. Right? So what's the Rambam doing in Mitzrayim? How was he there? Says the Ritva. Number, if you count the first one as L'schorah, that was one. This is the next day. V'yesh omrim she'osan ayaros kfar nizbalbalu v'nechrivu v'elu ayaros acheros hein shenis yashvu achrechein. Maybe these are not the same exact cities that were earlier. Meaning, the Isser of living in Mitzrayim, as it's described in the Torah, the Isser is only those specific cities, those people. Those people are so dangerous to our spirituality. It's not the place. It's the people. It's the nation. And we know, Nisbalbal Kala Umos. All the nations were Mavulbal from the days of Sancherev. He was Mavalbal Kala Umos. So therefore, it's not Mitzrayim anymore. So the Isser doesn't apply. Who does he quote this from? This is in the Smag. The Smag, in the Bali Atosvis, Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, he quotes here in Reish Chav Zayin, V'yesh Teima al kama kilos ha-shochrim sham, V'gam Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon, Halach l'sham lagur, V'shema Taimo, maybe his reason is, the Rambam does not explain, unless it's included in the term that he wrote. So he says, maybe Shema Allah, V'shem Ja'Allah, Sancher V'bil, was kolom kulo, V'gam Mitzrayim nizbalbalu, Kidatanya Petosefta the Kiddushin. Amal Rabbi Akiva Labinyamin. Gera Mitzri Ta'ita. Right? If a Gera Mitzri comes and says, oh, do I have the limitations of the Mitzri halachas in the Torah? It's a few generations. Kfar Allah Sancherevo Bilbo is called Umos. So says the Smag, that's what the Ritva quotes, and that's the suggestion of the Smag, that they are not there anymore. And the Rambam himself says that in Hilchos Yisurebiya, that the Mitzriim are not Mitzriim anymore. Says the Rambam, Kisha'Allah, this is the end of Perek Yud Beis, Kisha'Allah Sancherev Melech Ashur, Bilbel Kol HaUmos. And therefore, if somebody comes and says, hi, I'm a gushy, you don't have to do the halachas of what we usually have to do to gear gushies. If somebody says, hi, I'm from Ammon and Moab, doesn't matter, that you could trust them. You could trust that they are not from them, called the parish, Beruba parish, the rove, and therefore they're allowed to marry in, they're called convert. So, when Sacharif came up, biblical, umas ve'irbam, zebazeh, ve'higlo, samim komam, and then the Rambam says, ve'elu ha-mitzriyim shebe'eretz mitzrayim, ata anashim acherim heim. These mitzriyim are not mitzriyim, they're not the biological, you know, descendants. V'chein ha-adomim shebistei edom, Hovenis arvu arba umos ha-asurim b'chol umos ha-olam shehein mutarim hutarakol. All the nations that are usher to marry in, they got mixed up, so everything is butash. Kala porish behin lezgayer chezkoso shepirish bin harov. Lefichach, kishe yizgayer hager b'zman hazeh b'chol makom bein edomi, bein mitzri, bein amoni, bein moavi, bein kushi, bein shar ha-umos echa zohar v'echa nekevis mutar lavo b'chol miyad. Any non-Jew Bizvan Azeh that wants to convert is allowed to convert because you don't assume he's in any of the other nations. This is suggested of the Smag. This is based on that Rambam. And it's also Rabbeinu Bachai. So many Rishonim suggest this. Rabbeinu Bachai says in Shoftim on this Isser, he says, more positively in a, not just in a, and this is what happened. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, Lo Sosifon L'Shuva Derecha Ze'od, Zu Mitzvah L'Sha'a. This is a temporary Isser. According to Rabbeinu Bachai, it sounds like it's not even one of the Taryag. Right? According to what we've said up until now in this suggestion, it's one of the Taryag, which doesn't apply anymore because Bilbo Kolo Umos. Sounds like for Rabbeinu Bachai, it's not one of the Taryag. It's like the Isser of going out to collect the mun. Right? That's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Right? That was a mitzvah l'shah. So he says, Zu mitzvah l'shah, kidei shelo yilmudu Yisrael ma'aseyim, so that the Jews aren't don't learn from their actions. Lufisha haya mitzriyim no daim umeforsamim bechol taweva, because the mitzriyim were no da, they were beforesam with any all abominations. Shkinin shakasov kamasi yaris b'sayim asher yishavtem ba lachach tivalem kein ve'ena mitzvah ledoros sheyas rakasov hadira b'sayim leolam. It's not a mitzvah ledoros. It's not a losa say. Fari anuroin kama kilos darosham me'oz v'adayom. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, we see many Jews living there. It can't be that many holy Jews are living there if it was living in sin. The rabbis would have said no. The Yesh Sovrim, says the some say it is a mitzvah l'doros. We're going to get there. But that is the suggestion of Rabbeinu Bachai, but again, this is all number two. So number one, maybe for business is okay, and once they stay there, still not the best thing, but they ended up staying, and if there's a tzarech, that could override. Number two, maybe it's not the same cities anymore, based on the Smag, based on the Rabbeinu Bachai, based on that Rambam, but there's a major problem with the suggestion. There seems to be a Beferish Gemara against this, which knocks it out. There's a Tosefta in Yadayim, so maybe not everyone knew the Tosefta in Yadayim at the end, where on that day of Nisbalbalu, there's another day in the Tanoim. So who says who we hold like? The Smag himself quotes. He says, Matzina Rabbi Yeshua Nechlak Alav, B'Mesechas Yadayim B'Tosefta, V'Omer L'Mitzrayim Nasa L'Makas of Kitzvah. Mitzrayim, there wasn't a Bilbal, only for a few generations, but then they came back. The big problem, though, is the Gemara in Sukkah that some are familiar with. Remember the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Aleph, the huge shul in Alexandria with the flags, and they used to hold up the flags to show everybody when to say Amen. In the context of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Amru Kamin Basilki, Duflustun Shalangzandria Shamitzrayim, Lorok Makodan Shal Yisrael. Whoever didn't see what took place in Alexandria has never seen the covet of Am Yisrael. Amru, they describe what was there, and it was thousands and thousands of people, and what they do, Bima Shal Eitz Ba'em Si'isa, Fachazak Knesset Omer Allah Besudar and Biyado, the flags, Kivish Yilanos Amen, Halameinif Besudar, and everybody answers Amen. Fine. Vachulu, and the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, "Vikulu katlinu Alexander shmokton." Alexander killed the whole city, wiped out the whole city. Why? My time yanshu. Ask the Gemara why. Mishum da'avri ahai kra, because they violated the iser lo tosifun lashuba derech hazeod, because they lived in Egypt. They were living in Mitzrayim. That's why it didn't last. This Gemara took place after Sancheira was mevalbel kol umos, And yet, it's clear, the Gemara, it's still Chai V'Kayim. Right, the mitzvah, against Rabbeinu Bachai, that it's a mitzvah L'Shah, against the other Rishonim that say, it's a mitzvah L'Doros, but it doesn't apply anymore. It does apply. But the Gemara says, B'Feirush, that is a very strong question against this suggestion. How do you work it out? So there are two other suggestions. Rabbi Lazami Metz, the Yireim. Back to the Ritva. The Ritva quotes the Yireim, but we'll read it from the Yireim. The Ritva says, maybe the Isser is only to go back from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. And maybe only going back the exact Masa'os that Bnei Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael from Mitzrayim, we can't go. And that's one of the three Yisurim sound that way. Right? Shelo asra kasev ala holech baderech ahu shem Eretz Yisrael v'amidbar l'Mitzrayim. Tahachi k'siv kara lo tosifun lashuv baderech hazeh od. Don't go back this way. Right? So that's the suggestion. I brought the Yireim. Of the Yireim, Shin Tes. Right, he quotes the idea of Nisbal Balu, and then he says, I don't think that's right because of the other day in the Mishnah in Yadayim and the Gemara in Sukkah. Vera'isi v'shamati. Kama b'nei adam tovim, shalachal mitzrayim, v'niflesi al masamchu, v'yesh lomar midechziv baderech hazeh, shalom asar akasav elo ashub b'eretz yisrael mitzrayim, al v'bshar arasos mutter, v'samach l'davar, what's a smach? Perichelik, Sanhedrin. Remember the story in Sefer Daniel during the Hanani Mishal Vazaria, they were thrown into the Kifshon HaEsh. So ask the Gemara, where was Daniel? Daniel was not a good friend. He was an officer in Nebuchadnezzar's court. Where is he? Why didn't he go to bat for them? So the Gemara says he wasn't there. Where was he? Hashem wanted Hanani Mishal Vazaria to be saved in their own schus. Nobody should think it was Daniel's schus. So the Gemara says he went to Mitzrayim. How could he go to Mitzrayim? Right, Gemara Sanhedrin, Sadi Gimel. But Daniel Hechad Azal Amar Yochanan Shehalach Lahavi Chazirim Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. So he went to Mitzrayim. So okay, maybe because he went for business, Daniel. But so you see, says the Yireim, the Isser is only to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, but to go from Bavel to Mitzrayim, where Daniel was, that would be okay. And maybe that's why the Masos are listed in Parshas Maaseh. So we know exactly for this Isser of going back directly. The problem with that answer is that the two other psukim, the three at Lavim, the two other psukim don't say that. They just say you can't live there. Don't go back there. It doesn't say Dafka, this path. Right? But that's also the suggestion the Radvaz has. Because the other psukim don't say this. So what do we have so far? We have for business, might be okay. And it is okay, right? But to live there after you went there, that's what's tricky. Number one, number two, it's not the same places anymore. The smog and Rabbeinu Bachai, they were all mixed up. Problem is that Gemara in Sukkah, which seems to say it's a problem even now. Then we have the Yireim, Mazmei Metz, only from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And the final answer. The final answer, the Ritva says, what I think is the real answer. Says the Ritva, V'hanachon Yoser. Hanachon Yoser, right here. She'ein ha'isser ha'hu ele bizman she'Yisrael shruyim aled masam. The Isser only applies when all of Bnei Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's not a time of galus. It's a time when we're in Eretz Yisrael, maybe we have a Beis HaMikdash, we have Malchus Beis David, so then you're allowed to live in Chutz La'aretz? You can, but you can't live in Mitzrayim at that time. Avo bizman hazeh, but Bizman Azeh says the Ritva, when we're in Galus and we're decreed to be Bechol Katzvei Haaretz, Kol Chutz La'aretz Echad Hu. All Chutz La'aretz is the same. Vein Israel Shelo Latzeis Midas Ben Aretz L'Chutz La'aretz. That's supposed to leave Eretz Yisrael. But the Isser of living in Mitzrayim is only when Bnei Yisrael are on Al Ad Masam. They quote from the Baal Shem Tov. The Chidah quotes this from the Baal Shem Tov here in the Pesach Inayim. What changed? Why is Mitzrayim only an Isser when Yisrael al Masam, but now in Galus not? So explains the Baal Shem Tov, explains the Chidah based on the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says that it's known that every time Jews go into Galus, ultimately it's what? To be Mevarer the Nitzotos HaKadusha, to gather the sparks of holiness in that Galus, in that exile, and bring them back. And bring it back ultimately to Eretz Yisrael. That is why we find throughout the past 2,000 years, whenever Jews are somewhere, eventually they're thrown out and they're expelled. And eventually that place where they were expelled from collapses. Right? It doesn't hold. That's just happened. All the galios, you know, just fold after a certain time. Why? Says the Baal Shem Tov, because the nitzotzos hakedusha, the sparks of holiness have been removed, and there's nothing else to do. Nothing else to do there. So the Jews are made to leave. So when the problem is, when we were in Mitzrayim with Moshe and Aaron and all of Israel, we already were mevar all the nitzotzos, because it's Moshe and Aaron. We got it all out. So we got all the nitzotzos of Kedusha out. That's the Gemara that says we emptied out Mitzrayim. Not just we emptied out from the physical spoils, but we emptied out Mitzrayim from from all the nitzotzos of Kedusha. That's why you're not allowed to go there. Because what are you going there for? There aren't any nitzotzos HaKedusha. But after Gedaliah was assassinated, remember Nebuchadnezzar, or Tzom Gedaliah, the Jews went to Mitzrayim after that. Yirmiyahu screamed at them, don't go, don't go! Right? But Lo Shamu, and they went down to Mitzrayim in sin. In sin. They went back. And through that, because the Jews went there again inappropriately, but they were there for a while, there are more nitzotzos HaKedusha to gather. So that's why now, when the Jews are in Galus, we could go, Yisrael b'nei neviim holchim v'dolim nitzotzos HaKedusha v'lachim bizmaneinu har'eres Mitzrayim mikishar ha'ratzos. And maybe that's the behind the Ritva. When the Ritva says, it's only because Yisrael al-Masam, but now there's no problem, maybe on a Kabbalistic level, says the Baal Shem Tov, so that is what's behind the Ritva. Either way, three or four ideas about Mitzrayim and helping out Nicanor also in terms of getting the doors from Mitzrayim. Okay, we'll stop here.